Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show. Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. The DStv Premiership returned to our screens this past weekend following the international break, and we were treated to a feast of goals. 24 in 8 matches, that's an average of 3 per game. Kaizer Chiefs faced off against Golden Arrows, playing out to a 2-2 draw thanks to a Leonardo Castro brace. Kosi Nation will feel as though Arrows earned a penalty unfairly, but the points were shared, leaving Chiefs in 11th ahead of their clash against old Soweto rivals Moroka Swallows. Their other neighbours, Orlando Pirates, snatched a win against SuperSport United, pouncing on a late defensive error to claim a 2-1 victory. But in the game of the weekend, Sundowns and AmaZulu treated fans to a 7-goal thriller, with Masandawana grabbing all 3 points on the back of a Themba Zwane hat-trick. After the matches, we asked all of you to send your voice notes through, and you never disappoint. But before we dive into the show though, the SL Podcast would like to extend our condolences to the family and friends of Anele Nqonqa. It has been confirmed that the former Sundowns star has tragically passed away after a car accident in KwaZulu-Natal. He was 33 years young. We dedicate today's show to him, an incredible talent, and to those who knew him, a fantastic human being. May his soul rest in peace. With that being said, I'm your host, Slu, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. First things first, Kaizer Chiefs showed signs of improvement against Golden Arrows, particularly in that second half, but despite a brace from Leonardo Castro, a controversial penalty and a Sibiya equalizer meant that the spoils were shared on the day. After the match, we asked all of you if Amakhosi deserved more from the match, and here's what you had to say.
The Chiefs lay kahle kakhulu this weekend compared to the previous game they played. His spirit was there. I was impressed by Castro. He was trying all his best.
We play in a bad pitch. The performance is still scrappy, but the boys are showing signs that they will improve. We support them. They will get better. Yesterday, we deserve to win that game. Unfortunately, the referees, 2 controversial goals for Golden Arrows, a penalty and an offside, but we can't complain with the referees. We know how they perform. But from our side, we will get better.
Our weekend game was much better than the games we've played already. The guys gave it their all. It showed that the coach is going somewhere, and we managed to score goals, which is a great sign to us. And I'm so proud of the guys because they gave it their all.
First half, Chiefs didn't come to the party. And the second half, they came back much better than the first half. I think they did try their best also, but Samigel is sharp. It was just honest mistake from the defender.
It was a nice game. Both sides entertained us. They went pound for pound. But I think Golden Arrows should have won the game. First half, Chiefs played a scrappy football. Kamal Pillard, as usual, wanted to be a hero. Selfish. Simchwaya Levele. Second half, much better. At least the Pasabanya Bantwana. Overall, the game was nice.
Kaizer Chiefs doesn't deserve any win. Doesn't deserve any win. I'm happy that it didn't win.
Yeah, Kaizer Chiefs played very well that game. The problem in Kaizer Chiefs squad is Kasandi. I actually don't see the impact on Kasandi. I don't know what the coach is seeing on him, because when you try to analyze the game, Kasandi doesn't bring that thing in the match. Like, Hiena is just there for marking. No, that's not needed. Are we going to mark? No, we're going to put some pressure. When you put Kasandi, it simply means that you're going to what? To defend, because Kasandi can't pass the ball.
I'd like to congratulate Kaizer Chiefs for the draw, even though I would say the penalty wasn't really a legitimate penalty. And I would actually love to see my team win, as the performance was very good.
Up next, Orlando Pirates made it 4 straight victories in all competitions with a 2-1 win over SuperSport United. The win came thanks to a defensive blunder, with Mabaso grabbing the goal after a miscommunication between Ronwin Williams and Luke Fleurs. After the match, we asked Bucks fans how long they think they can remain unbeaten, and here's what they had to say.
According to me, Orlando Pirates is playing very good football, so they could stay unbeaten up until halfway through the season, because we won't know what's going to happen during this December holidays for them, because the very same thing applies to Kaizer Chiefs. Last season, they were on fire first half, and then second half, they dropped.
In my own view, I think Orlando Pirates will remain unbeaten until second leg.
It's another masterful performance by the boys. I think obviously not starting the game very well, conceding a very early goal. But there's a mental resoluteness of the Orlando Pirates team that is creeping in, that's starting to grow, and it's something likable, you know, that we as Orlando Pirates supporters and fans must start taking note of. It's a good result against the Hoodoo team that always has been giving us trouble.
Well, Orlando Pirates can remain unbeaten. Reason being that for a while, reason being that they are very consistent.
I think Orlando Pirates can stay unbeaten for the whole season until they leave the cup and a decimal, a treble, but things must start happening in Paris. The way they're playing and the way they have the players, something must come up.
Last but not least, Sundowns played AmaZulu in the game of the weekend, earning a 4-3 victory thanks to a masterclass from Mshishi. Perhaps Downs fans are still recovering from all the excitement because they mainly responded to us via Facebook after the match. Aubrey Vugaya said, "Congratulations Sundowns for winning the game. I don't care about the scoreline. What is important is getting the 3 points. Sundowns doesn't need goal difference to win the league, but points." Carl Makalela said, "Mamelodi Sundowns deserves all of this. They have invested much in the last decade. Soweto Giants should learn a thing or two about this team, especially my Kaizer Chiefs." Yonele Dromo said, "This game had lots of mistakes at the back. Yes, it was good for spectators, but not to the technical teams of both sides, because most of the goals were soft." And lastly, Ketekahle Mchali said, "Sundowns will demolish whatever is in front of them, but I must also give credit to AmaZulu. They are dangerous this season. I see them finishing in the top 5. After the match, we also asked if Mshishi can make it back-to-back Player of the Season awards, and here's what one listener had to say.
Yeah, I think it's too early to say Temba can be a player of the season back-to-back, because you never know what will happen in future, because there is injuries in football and this kind of things, and to be out of form, it might happen. But if he keeps that form, I have no doubt he can be player of the season back-to-back.
Fan Reaction Show is an SL Podcast Network production. The SL Podcast Network forms part of Sokola Duma and is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho, it is edited by Aiden Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by Nino Sagaleni. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get all of the latest local football news, and make sure to subscribe to the SL Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and our editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.